इस काम जो मोबाइल आई वाई ऑफ क्लास 11/12/2002 2012 11/12/2012
Hare Krishna Mandir, Bombay. You may have been to Bombay, but to the Hare Krishna Mandir. So this is yours right now sitting in what is Prabhupada's quarters. So Prabhupada stayed over here in his quarters. That was his bedroom. This was the table where he would eat prasad. This is where he would sit and give darshan. That was his secretary's room. And Prabhupada, as you may know, labored very hard to obtain this Hare Krishna land. And he said that this was my office. So, before Prabhupada went abroad, he was once passing by to Srimati Maharaji's house. And he was passing by, he saw this land, which was a jungle at that time. And Prabhupada prayed to the Lord. At that time he had no money, nothing. He prayed to the Lord. If the Lord ever gave him this facility, he would make a nice temple for the Lord. Because Prabhupada was Krishna's pure devotee. Even though Prabhupada hardly had 100 rupees in his pocket at that time, Krishna eventually made it possible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that the holy name would be heard in every town and village of the world. And today, with Prabhupada's mercy, the Krishna conscious movement is preaching in every corner of the globe. Now, all of you who are students of the NIT, NIT Jalandhar, NIT Rourkela, are very fortunate in that at a young age, you got exposed to spiritual life. Unfortunately, in India, when you get exposed to spiritual life at a young age, your relatives will say, "Ah, you jaldi, ye umar thodi hai bhakti ki, ye to ghumne ki umar hai." Then you ask them, "Bhakti kab karni chahiye?" They will say, "Jab tum aadhe bure, bure ho, aadhe andhe ho, jab koi aapke paas nahi baithna chahta, jab bhakti kar." So the government may retire you at 58 or 60 in India. But for material life, they don't want to retire you at all. They want you to go on pursuing material life. So as you know, the spiritual philosophy is coming from the Lord. There are no mistakes in this. This is a Vedic message. This message is eternal. And this message is meant for our real happiness. We're all looking for happiness. Radhana says that people do not know how real happiness can be found. So all of you are fortunate. You know that we want real happiness. We want it by the right means. Just like if somebody gives you a 500-rupee note, you want to make sure it's a real note, not jolly note. You know? So also with happiness, we should try and make sure it's real happiness. The so-called traditional sources of happiness, like free sex, drinking, smoking, gambling, meaning, these are all sources of distress. They may give you some temporary pleasure, but in the long run, it gives you nothing but grief and pain. So, by taking the spiritual life, it's not that we are abandoning our anything. Let's say you're only abandoning what is undesirable. And accepting what is desirable. For example, all of your students, some may be first year, second year, third year, fourth year. So it's not that you have to abandon your studies. You were there in the Srimad Bhagavatam class this morning. So the boy who gave the class, the chartered accountant, he became a chartered accountant at the age of 22. So it's not that you have to abandon your studies or your ambitions that you want to get a PhD or anything. No. You only abandon what is undesirable. And the Vedic heritage is India's real heritage, real wealth. And as you can see and as you know, it is fast being eroded. People are becoming so westernized. There's so much conversion going on in India into Christianity and even Islam now. That is Vedic message is gradually disappearing. If it was not for Prabhupada, who started ISKCON and gave the Indians and the Hindus a feeling of pride, the Vedic message would have gone away long ago. Today you see people all over the world, every walk of life, taking the Christian consciousness. Prabhupada's books have been translated in more than 70 languages of the world. These books are being read in every corner of the globe. And the books contain nothing but genuine philosophy and for our happiness. So my advice to all of you is, please take the Krishna consciousness seriously. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter talks about three types of happiness. Happiness in goodness, happiness in passion, happiness in ignorance. What is the symptom of happiness and goodness? In the beginning it is bitter. Then it becomes sweet. And it wakes you up to self-realization. You may say, why is it bitter in the beginning? In the bitter, when you come in contact with devotees and you hear the Krishna conscious philosophy, and you hear, no, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. I'm so used to all this. You're all used to, you know, the nonsense activities. So in the beginning it's a little painful. Just like a child who's used to sucking the thumb. If the mother tells the child, stop sucking the thumb, in the beginning the child retaliates, cries. But then when he grows older, it's good, I get over the habit. So in the beginning, when you take the Krishna consciousness, you have to chant, follow these rules, it's a little painful. But as you keep chanting, and as you get a better understanding, you yourself will experience the happiness. Just like if you eat, you don't need somebody else to give you a certificate, your stomach is full, you know that. So similarly, this happiness is felt by all the candidates. Otherwise, why would anybody chant? Why would there be thousands and thousands of devotees all over the world? They are there because the process is genuine and it is satisfying. And what is happiness in passion? It is sweet in the beginning, bitter in the end, and which wakes up to self-realization. And people take pan masala, tobacco, and innocent sex, gambling, drinking. All these may be sweet in the beginning, but they have, and then it becomes negative, both maturely and spiritually. Maturely, all these habits have a repercussion on your health. And spiritually, when you break the laws of God, you become liable for punishment. And happiness and ignorance is from beginning to end based on inaction, laziness, etc. So, at the beginning when you chant and follow these standards, it's a little painful, but then it becomes sweet. And so my only advice is, read these books. We have all these books given by Vyasadeva and the Goswamis. Especially read this book, Sri Upadeshamrita. It's presented under the heading of Nectar Devotion Instructions. It's a small book, 11 verses. But every verse is so important that if you, with faith, follow it, you're guaranteed to succeed spiritually. an important element in the spiritual path is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The holy name is non-different from the Lord, and the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said this can be chanted at any time, anywhere. So please chant your rounds nicely. The different stages of chanting the holy name. But try to do attentive chanting. That means when you're chanting, try to concentrate on your chanting. And now that you're chanting, you're doing another thing at the same time. And stay in devotee association. Over the years, many of your colleagues, once they graduate, they go branch out, they go wherever, they get a job. But many of them keep connection with the spiritual counselors and the guides, and they're still practicing Krishna consciousness. And one of the good news of being Krishna conscious, what is it? What? If you become Krishna conscious, in the long run, you'll also save money. Sometimes people say, you should say that first. You know why? Because bad habits cost money, isn't it? Whether it's tobacco or movies or whatever you have to say. Krishna Kanti, you lead a simple life. Home to office, office to temple. You don't waste much money. So in all ways, you're a gainer and nothing to lose. Hare Krishna. So I can take on two or three questions if you have. Because I have to go to Burnley Station and they tell me it's going to take minimum 1 hour. Any questions? Yeah. Huh? What's that?
How to decide ashram?
How to decide?
Ashram.
I'm sorry.
Which ashram to
you should end up? Whether you should be Prabhupada. I would say, which college are you from? So you can discuss with your counselors. You know, Yugil Kishore, Vrinda Chaitanya, they're very experienced. And practice Krishna consciousness. You don't have to rush into making that decision. Practice Krishna consciousness for some time. And then gradually Krishna will reveal based on your desires. It's not that you have to make a decision right away, isn't it? Which year are you in now?
30.
So I would wait in any case. We still have a third year to go, fourth year to go. You don't have to make a decision right away. Am I right? But you have the freedom to embrace any ashram. The important thing is you keep chanting and follow spiritual channels. So, any more questions? Yes.
Maharaj, sometimes our fate doesn't remain constant in the process, either in Prabhupada or in the process. How do we maintain that?
It's a good question. Our fate fluctuates, isn't it? Like the weather fluctuates. Sometimes our fate is strong. The question is, my fate may be strong today, but there's danger of becoming weak tomorrow, isn't it? So how to make sure it doesn't get weak? That's the real question. So if you chant your rounds properly, if you read, stay in the association of devotees, even if you're doing a job, if you're keeping in touch with devotees, and you're chanting, reading, then your faith will always remain strong. And just like Narada Muni gives an example in the fourth canto. He says sometimes a patient is recovering from a disease, and he prematurely stops to take the medicine. He says, come to together, why nature? Take neva. Okay, what happened? He gets a relapse. He becomes sick again. So we have in front of us case studies of thousands of devotees. Those who are strictly chanting and following the spiritual standard, they have been able to maintain their spiritual life strongly. And if you're not very careful with your chanting and you become offensive, etc., then there's always some danger. So we have the direction how to keep our faith strong and how to remain enthusiastic. Therefore, I said, read this book, Upadeshamrita, because Rupa Goswami explains how to remain always enthusiastic. You must understand the medicine we are taking, the path we are following, is given directly by Krishna. So there cannot be any mistake in it, isn't it? But the mistake is in the patient. He doesn't take the medicine properly. Yes?
Maharaj, can we please you?
Can we?
Please you.
How to please? How to please? The Guru. How to please the Guru or how to please Krishna? Some may think, well, if I give the Guru some dakshina every month, he'll be very happy. But most people are looking for money. The Guru is pleased when he sees the disciple chanting, reading, desiring to serve. You understand? That's all. Very simple. You don't have to massage his legs, you don't have to donate money, you don't have to do anything. Just chant, read, and serve, that's all. So easy, isn't it? Okay. Yeah. I only take two more questions.
Maharaj, how to identify that we are advancing in Krishna?
Good question. One way to identify is by seeing how determined I'm becoming. Am I getting a taste for the holy name? Am I getting a taste for the Shastra? Am I becoming more humble? And then ask your counselors, how am I faring? Just like when you have some doubt about your health, you go to a doctor. So the counselors are like spiritual guides. Take help from them. But a devotee, even if he's advancing, he should always think, I'm not doing enough. I should make a greater effort. I'm sorry. Okay, no more questions. These four questions. Right?
Yeah. Sometimes in bad situation, sometimes in worse situation, like something happened to our family, we can't chant attentively in that situation.
Yeah, something happens to a family, somebody falls sick, somebody dies, something like that. See, in the material world, there will always be distress. Ye mat socho ki agar koi durghatna beet jaye, to hum dukhi ho jayenge. There's always some problem on the other hand. Somebody's falling sick, somebody's getting disease, somebody's dying, some calamity, some earthquake, some tsunami, some disaster will always be there. If you read any newspaper, you always have so many people died, this and that. So naturally we are very attached to our family members, so when something happens to them, we also get disturbed. But if we see things from a spiritual perspective, there will be distress. Just like when someone dies, we all cry. But we should know that all these relationships are temporary. There's something known as Shastra Chakshu, seeing everything through the eyes of the scriptures. So it is natural that when something happens to your close relative, you will feel a little disturbed. You follow. It's natural. We're not saying in one day you'll become pure Paramahansa devotee. But you should then, when something happens, you should also see, but this is unavoidable. Death is unavoidable. Disease is unavoidable. And we all come take our birth with our own history of karma. So we all have our own history. Sometimes you see a serious patient survives, and sometimes you see a minor disease results in tragedy. You know? So the laws of karma are very hard to understand. That's what they were saying. He couldn't even understand why the Pandavas had to go through all that suffering. But in any situation, we should be dhira. We should not reduce our chanting, not reduce our So these tragedies, koi koi durghatna, roj bhi lagi, aaj na lagi. Yes, I'm not taking any more hands now, because I really have to go. I told you, okay, sure, I'll come to Rourkela sometime. Before you all pass out. Is it the third year batch or the second year? Third and fourth.
Final year
interruption. Only final year. So you pass out by when? By April?
April.
Other thing, try and come Krishna before April. Yeah. Sure, then I go quite right. Yes. Yes, they say in English, familiarity brings contempt. When you're next to somebody, he's full of faults like I am full of faults. I think all good qualities can develop if we just take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Always try to improve the quality of your japa. We want to do not just 16 rounds, but 16 good rounds. Once a father told his son, father was a devotee, son came from America. So, son, you must chant 16 rounds every day. So next day, father inquired, have you done your japa, japa kiya? He said, finished? So fast, father. You finished in a few minutes? He said, it was very simple. And the first mala, he said, chanted the whole mantra. And the other mala, he said, ditto, 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 ditto. So if you don't want to chant ditto rounds, and if you chant nicely, you'll find Maya will be easily controlled. Krishna is stronger than Maya, that you should know. Okay. Yes.
Preaching is an act of pleasing Krishna, or it's a compassion for the soul, or both?
It's compassion for the souls, but we are not so realized. We don't have that inner feeling, you follow? Like we see people suffering. We say, we don't have that feeling. So therefore, we should think, I'm fool number one. But Krishna says, do this, if you want to please him. So in order to please Krishna, I don't have that feeling, but I will try to please. Prabhupada said, distribute my books. Why? These books are meant to save people from going to hell. So I don't have that understanding. But because the Acharya has said this and Krishna said this, I will do it. I'm a fool. I can't understand. But I have faith in them. Ultimately, we have to have faith in somebody, isn't it? Your material mind, right now we have a lot of faith in our mind. Man mein bahut shraddha hai. But this mind is always cheating us. One minute looks like this is good, the next moment looks like this is bad, isn't it? Okay, I had to go. Yes.
How to develop the humility and a deep respect for Vaishnavas?
All good qualities will come, all bad qualities will disappear by only one medicine. That is chanting and reading, especially chanting. So easy, isn't it? Yes.
Maharaj, what to do when many times we are not in association of devotees, so at that time what to do?
Well, you have to go home and all that. Well, chant, read the books, keep in touch on email. All of you are high-tech students, Now we have internet facility, you can have darshan of all the temples, you can have Bhagavatam classes. All you need is a computer. And you get computers now by a few hundred rupees, 600 rupees. A small Samsung. Okay. So, I want to wish all of you success in your spiritual life and also in your educational career. If you want to do PhD, two PhDs, you can do it, no problem. But don't give up Krishna consciousness at any cost. Rupa Goswami says, my dear friend, whatever price you have to pay, Don't give up Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Yay!
So let's go fast.
Arvind, Vivek, Samar, come quickly. You can say your business is bad.
Arvind from Rurkela or
Jalandhar?
I'm coming to Jalandhar on February 8th. From Jalandhar or?
Jalandhar. All Jalandhar.
All Jalandhar.
Sumit, usually. Mukul. Mohit. Vikas Prabhu. His brother is an NIT student. Dayalu Kishore.
Thank you, you're in the number. So can I be excused? Hare Kirtan will sing some Kirtan for you. Thank you.
Thank you.